This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
When you have time, check out the Kelly and Company podcast available. Simply subscribe using your favorite podcast platform. You can find the show in its podcast feed, and you can find it in its complete form where we even toss on an audio vanity card on the end, or you can listen to the segments of the program. Maybe you've got a favorite contributor, community reporter, or want to re-listen to this upcoming segment again, visit and listen in on our podcast feed available to you. Just subscribe using your favorite podcast platform. Kelly McDonald here, my co-host Ramya Amadhin.
Wonderful performances coming up, and we wanted to take some time to chat about this one. Toronto International Ballet Theatre is presenting the triumphant return of a production of the holiday classic, The Nutcracker. This is one of Tchaikovsky's most famous works, and this is happening on Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern at Meridian Hall. And it features world-class choreography by Tatiana Stepanova, whom we're chatting with right now. Tatiana, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
Thank you to invite me to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. So let's talk about you a little bit, your career in dance and how long it's been going on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Boy, I start my career, I was 7 years old, and I was born in Ukrainian. And it was a long time ago because this was Soviet Union. Yes, and after Mama sent me and my teacher from Ukraine sent me to Bolshoi Ballet. It was in Moscow, but it was like when it's Soviet Union, this was the best school at that time. Yeah, Bolshoi and I finished, and after I come back to my city, Odessa, and start to perform and became prima ballerina.
Okay, that started a while ago for you.
Yes,
and here was, now, how long has it been?
It's like yesterday. Sometimes you feel it's like yesterday.
When you love it, right? When you love it. So yes. Here, how long have you been dancing? And what kinds of ballets are you? Are you partial to any kinds of ballets and taking part?
I was dancing in Odessa, and there's all classical repertoire, all. Like Zell, Sleeping Beauty, Van Leek, Bayadere, Don Quixote, Nutcracker. Of course, it's many performances and different kind of shows. But when I came to Canada, 94. Right, and I start to dance not in Canada, but they invite me and dance in the States and continue to dance in the States and teach in Canada. Yeah, how I start after my school and my company.
That's fantastic. And as you said, these classic ballets, the classical pieces that people love to see, we know that The Nutcracker is one of them, especially around the holidays. But for anyone who hasn't experienced it before, or maybe are just scratching their heads thinking, oh, what is this one about again? Can you tell us a little bit about the show and what makes it special as a ballet?
No, our Nutcracker is based, of course, on the classical version. And this is version what I danced when I was in the Odessa and the different companies, right? And this is ballet more about, of course, it's a ballet for holiday story, right? And the story about how girl dream about being in a fairy tale with a prince. It's a beautiful story about the first love. And Clara, who is the young girl who is the dance principal roles, right? Here, she is in love with ugly Nutcracker. And this is because of her love, Nutcracker became beautiful prince. Everybody dream about the prince, right? Especially in your childhood. You want to be in the real magic fairy tale. This is performance this year, very special because I invite the Ukrainian dancers, yeah, who will share their talent with us and represent the country of Ukraine.
So is the whole performance with Ukrainian dancers and cast?
No. I have the audition, and I have kids from my school, from different school all over Ontario. We have audition. We have dancers from Japan, from Mexico, from and young dancers, professional, right? And I invite the principal dancers from Ukrainian, but right now they're in Canada. In Canada, okay. Right now they're in Canada. So four Ukrainian people will be dancing.
I love it.
Professional dancers.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And I love it because, as you mentioned about the fairy tale and how we all kind of have these dreams or imaginations or childhood favorite fairy tales around the holidays that we love to listen to, this one, the Nutcracker, has been made in so many different ways, right? So many versions. The one that I can remember is the Barbie Nutcracker, and then skates and ballerinas and all of these different ways. So the way that you keep it classic is pretty fantastic for anyone who wants to continue seeing it that way.
No, you know, a classic will be forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. What is will be different era where we can have contemporary, like modern dance, but classical dance will be forever. And everybody, especially for the young kids who wants to see ballet, who wants to be ballerina or the dancer, right? They have to come and see this tale, yeah, magic tale. And one day they said, Mom, I want to be on stage too. I want to be ballerina. We have to inspire them, right?
Right.
When they come in and they have to like fly. Oh, my God, I want to be ballerina. How beautiful this is. That's for me. This is for me. It's another goal, right, to give inspiration for many, many, many young kids and dancers, yeah.
That's so wonderful. Tatiana, can you tell us a little bit about the clothing, the wardrobe that we've got, the set? Could you tell us about the design of that? Paint a picture for us.
It's a beautiful design. I did design from the States. It was a long time ago. I did the backdrops. It's everything like... everything made by hand, right?
Oh, wow.
And beautiful props, built here, like unbelievable, when you see the first what appeared, because it is not first time, when it's open the stage, you know what auditorium, I can hear this, ah, wow. See, the first impression, when it's open stage, how it's supposed to be, right? Because first, you can hear music beautiful at Tchaikovsky. Now open the curtains, and you can see the set, the costume, and all this beautiful tiaras, the wigs. I have wigs, everything in the 18th century, right? Beautiful, that kind of style. Ludovic XIV, the costumes of Ludovic XIV, I have a king and queen in the second act. And what I can say, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, I know when I went to it as a kid, and of course you really felt that feel with the music. We knew the music. And what goes on with the story itself, you know, people still love to take the family to the Nutcracker. Should we say that for this being traditionalist, it's for all ages, isn't it?
All for, you know, 3.5 years old kids watching this Nutcracker. And I know this. And they say they cannot move. They look at the stage and open mouth.
Oh, that's so nice.
3.5 years old, never mind another age, right?
Right.
This is for all ages. Like, you have to feel the mood of Christmas Eve, and something, we're always waiting for something, right? For something good, for something magical for us, right? Something will be positive, something coming for us, the good things, right? What that kind of performance, when you come, you're totally in it, you're totally out of everything, you're inside the story.
It's very magical. And with that being said, I can't even imagine how one choreographs something so huge. Could you just briefly tell us a little bit about that? Is it one of those special programs to choreograph? Is it just such a delight because you have so many moving parts? Tell us about that briefly.
First of all, I see the whole picture, what kind of era I have to be, 18th, 19th century. This is the era, right? And you come from the costume. When you see the costume, you see the in the guest party, for example, this historical dance. And after, you can see the young Clara, да? Young Clara, of course, she dances on the point, right? A beautiful dance of the march, if you know this first act, да? When kids dancing, kids, boys and girls. And what is the magic? Like, the young Clara transformed from young lady Clara, right? And this will be the principal dancer, right? Mm-hmm. And that was very interesting choreograph because like in the magic. And at night, you became the young lady. From 13 years old, you became 16, 18, right? That kind of. And prince became the, Nutcracker became prince. And this was how it started the first love, innocent first love, right? And this is very interesting to choreograph because it's very emotional, very more music gives for you, right? Lots of emotions, to choreograph. But of course, it's based on in the classical foundation, in the classical foundation.
Yeah, and you really feel it, I'm sure, as you are doing it. And as you are, putting it together, what you want and so much to it. One quick thing. What for you is the most exciting part of a show like this? Prepping, getting it ready, rehearsals, or the day, or just before performance? Which one would you say?
I don't know, but it's very interesting because when you are rehearse, you create, you're working every day differently. You can see the dancer, you create of them. You can see how you can represent them the best way for auditorium to bring the beauty, to class, to quality, mm-hmm. everything. This is very important time for me. The creation before the show. Show, this is excited moment, very excited, right? And not only for me, for all dancers. They're already ready to dance.
Yep.
Right? But
and Tatiana, the preparation is a whole different ball game. We really appreciate you coming on the show, and sorry to run you out, but we've run out of time. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Take care. Choreographer Tatiana Stepanova talking to us about the upcoming performance of The Nutcracker presented by Toronto International Ballet Theatre.
We'll step aside for a moment. Hour two ahead on Kelly and Company.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.